Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
This is All Things Therapy, where we are changing consciousness one conversation at a time. And I'm Lisa Tahir, your host.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
I was familiar with the app. For me, I'd love to answer questions and explore topics important to you having to do with emotional health and well-being. I'm a licensed therapist with over 20 years experience. I love having conversations about how we change, grow, and evolve, and helping that process be softer and easier for us than it being, you know, really tough and rough and painful. So often when challenging things happen, we're cast into that place of feeling turned upside down. And I want to help you navigate those moments in your life and really set intentions that when changes do come, they can be more smooth, they can feel more gradual to you, and you're actually consciously creating those changes. I see a wave. I look forward to getting more comfortable with it. And again, hosting a monthly room where I invite you to send me questions. You can email them to me, lisa@nolatherapy.com, NOLTHERAPY.com. lisa@nolatherapy.com is my email. I have been exploring topics recently on a podcast having to do with, how do you even pick a therapist? There are so many of us out there. And a site I really enjoy sending people to, I'm on it, is psychologytoday.com. And each of us have a profile. We tell a bit about ourselves. Many offer a minute or so complimentary call. That's what I offer you by phone to see if we're a good fit. And, you know, you're looking for things like, do you feel comfortable speaking with this person? I know I want you to feel comfortable to bring the things that you've had the most challenges with in your life and feel accepted, feel seen, feel heard, and not judged. That's really important to me in being a therapist and just being a human being in the world, is being a safe emotional space for you to show up authentically. I know that's what I look for in the therapist I have worked with, as well as the people close to me in my life. And therapy is unique and different from friendship because this is all about you. You're not going to be hearing me and my issues. It's really a safe sanctuary for you to come and spend 45 minutes and we just problem solve. We have a space for you to show up and be seen and heard. I kind of throw in tips and might see and recognize that are operating in your life, possibly outside of your awareness. And we create a roadmap together on getting to where you want to be and where you want to go. I love doing that for you and for others that I've worked with. And if you know, you can certainly go to nolatherapy.com. I'm on Instagram at nolatherapy and on Facebook. And I hope to be a positive presence here on Fireside and connecting with you, growing an audience. What topics do you want me to explore and start with? I intend on doing in June my first, well, I guess second live, but with some more intention. I'm going to have Fireside help me putting this out there so that I can really connect with you in meaningful ways. What are things you want to be able to talk to your therapist about, partner about, your loved ones about, but you might feel afraid? We all get self-conscious. I get self-conscious that we might be judged, especially when we're not feeling super well emotionally. Our confidence is shaken. I know that I feel that way when I'm going through changes, and that's okay. Life is constantly changing. It's one thing we can count on is change and being able to pivot, being able to be aware of your own rhythms. It's so important, your emotional rhythms and what you need in each given day can change. And being able to do that while you're showing up in your responsibilities, be it for your children, for your job, for your loved ones, for your partner, for your family, and having some time for you. I encourage you, especially when you're busy, when you're in the bathroom and it's that time when it's you alone, to check in with yourself and ask, like, close your eyes, hand on your heart, like, hey, how am I doing today? And just take a moment to see what comes up with, how am I feeling? Is there something kind of intruding upon my emotional awareness that I just keep pushing aside because I have to accomplish X, Y, and Z? Make a mental note of that and say to yourself, I'll be with that part of myself later. And just note that it can help the feeling subside. I think that's a really useful tip every day. Whenever you step into the restroom, to check in, ask, hey, how am I today? What do I need for myself? Ideally, if I could have anything at all, what, and take note of what that is. And if it's not something you can do today, schedule it for when you're off. It might be something as simple as a manicure or manicure helps you feel pretty. It might be a walk. It might be like, oh, I never scheduled with the gynecologist or the dentist. Really maintain our health as well as our emotional health and our spiritual health. And I'm here to help you with all of those aspects of your life. I think I'll just wrap. I really appreciate you taking your time to watch, to listen. And I look forward to being with you next month. I'll get your side and plan a date and time. Send your questions to me, Lisa at nolatherapy.com, nolatherapy.com, and All Things Therapy Podcast. This is the live version exclusively for Fireside.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
And that's a wrap. Thank you. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review All Things Therapy on the platform you're listening from. And let's connect on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at NOLA Therapy, the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy, reflecting my two favorite cities. And let's keep changing consciousness, one conversation at a time.